Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Spotlight is on the Georgia Bulldogs today, tonight. And Atlanta is on fire. We're on the national stage. So even if you know nothing about the game, like Jeff, you can sound smart. We have brought into the studio you to the Jeff and Jen Show this morning.
Can you sound Kirby smart?
Yes.
Booyah!
Who is?
The head coach of Georgia used to be Nick Saban's foster son.
Oh, you're close. So close. Our friend Mark Owens from 92.9 The Game is in studio with us this morning. Hi, Mark.
Good to see you guys.
It feels like family when we are in studio together again.
I've seen you more in 3 days than I've seen you in the past 12 years.
So awesome.
I think that's all right.
I know, because it's awkward, because when you leave the Bert Show, Bert doesn't allow us to talk to anybody who left.
I had a block on your number.
Yeah.
I know. I had to, like, literally snail mail you. How's the family? Like the Christmas letter. Here's what we're up to now. How's everybody doing?
Now we're allowed to talk.
Mark is a diehard Georgia fan. He comes from generations of Georgia fans, and he works in sports talk radio. Yeah. So he knows all about the game tonight. He's going to get you all prepared. So no matter if you're watching at home by yourself or you're going to a party or whatever, you can be pretty smart about tonight's game.
Yeah, so if you're heading down to the game, I'm going to do two quick pieces of advice for you. Number one, remember this is a marathon, not a sprint. So if you're heading down there, the game kicks, they're saying kickoff at 8. Let's be honest, it's not going to kick off to about like 8:27. So if you get down there at noon today and you start tailgating hard and, my God, we're here, let's go Dogs, it's cold, let's drink some whiskey, you don't want to be that guy that gets in there in the first quarter and you're passed out.
I got news for you, Mark. If you get down there at noon, it's not the 27 minutes between 8 and 8 to 27 that's going to kill you.
That's right.
It's the 5 hours between 2 and 7.
The point is good, though. Pace yourself.
Pace yourself, because this will also be the longest game of the season. Because this is, for lack of a better term, the Super Bowl of college football.
Right.
Here at home, they've sold more TV time. You think TV timeouts are bad when you go to a, you know, Georgia versus South Carolina. Well, the entire first half is going to be nothing but TV timeouts. So it's going to be a long game. Pace yourself. With that, we're adults now. Take some Imodium with you. There's nothing worse than walking around tailgates going, oh, how long is the line to the bathroom?
Ew, that is the grossest advice.
It's gross, but it's a lifesaver at the same time.
Reality check.
Listen, we're not 21 anymore, okay? Going behind the car just doesn't quite cut it anymore, all right?
Mark, I got to be 1,000% honest with you. Everything that I loved about you is gone. Did you just tell me that when you were 21, you would go poop behind cars?
Listen, if it hits you sometimes, and, you know, you're okay with getting arrested, it's fine. A cot can be warm as well. Don't you judge me.
All right.
So if you're heading to a party.
Yeah, talk directly to me, because if I go to a football party tonight, I mean, I know the basics. Kirby Smart, head coach of Georgia.
Sure.
Jake Fromm, quarterback of Georgia. The guy
true who, freshman.
He's a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means?
He didn't redshirt a season.
There you go.
Look at you.
Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
When was the last time that a true freshman was trying to win the national championship?
Back in the day?
Yep.
No, that's my answer. Back in the day. Like, that's how I would say it. When this came up, I would be like, oh, back in the day when that happened before?
Uh-huh. You want to give us the answer? He's not going to come up.
Oh, sorry, 1985. Okay. 1985. Okay, so.
And that was, by the way, Davey Heisman.
So Kirby Smart is the?
Head coach.
Of the University of Georgia. He once coached at Alabama, assistant coach under?
Nick Saban.
There you go. Speaking of Nick Saban, he has never lost to a former assistant coach.
Of course not.
Regarding money,
when
Georgia wins tonight.
Yes.
Kirby Smart's bonuses are going to be $1.6 million.
I can talk.
Whoa! Total bonus of $1.6 million.
You're referring, of course, to my very dear friend, Kirby Smart, who always picks up the tab when we go out to eat or if I want a house.
who is not blocked. You can actually text each other now.
Yes.
There's no snail mail.
1.6 million as a bonus. Well, the president is coming tonight. Should
That's right.
you just hand him half?
There's your taxes. Right. Hey, take this back to D.C. with you.
Here you go, President Trump. Just take it now.
Take it back to D.C. with you.
All right, the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
The college football playoff semifinal,
yep.
which got Georgia to the national championship.
Yeah, I do have a question about the Rose Bowl.
Okay, they beat
the Oklahoma Sooners.
There it is.
In double overtime.
That's right.
And it was the guy who won it, did the end zone thing, right?
Even I'm lost on that one.
You know, I just can't say his name because I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce
Whisper
it.
Whisper it.
Roquan.
Sonny Michelle? Sony.
Think of like PlayStation. Like PlayStation.
Is it Michael or Michelle?
It's Michelle.
Michelle.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Ran it in to right?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, sir. on a pass from Jake Fromm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a handoff.
Right.
And Jake Fromm gave him a good block.
Okay, listen, Mr. Technicality.
Sorry.
Is a handoff technically a really short pass?
Really, really short. I mean, it may not be in the air for long.
Okay.
All right, so Georgia beat Oklahoma.
Yep.
In the?
Rose Bowl.
Very good. 27 million viewers for that game.
Okay.
The third biggest college football game of all time.
God bless America.
Yep. By comparison, the average episode of Game of Thrones only has 16 million viewers. By comparison, the average episode of Big Bang Theory only has 18 million viewers.
That I don't even believe that because nobody watches Big Bang Theory.
But it keeps winning awards.
I know. It's like that other show with Charlie Sheen and the little kid who...
Two and a Half Men?
Yes. Everybody talked about that show. Nobody watched it.
They did.
Like, you seriously
watch
it? And
you can't throw shade. My brother's in Young Sheldon. We want Big Bang Theory to do well.
No, we don't.
Young Sheldon.
We just want people to think it does well because that's when the advertisers pay. Anyhow, go ahead.
It's so big that Young Sheldon just got a spinoff. It's like Fetus Sheldon. Like, that's how big Big Bang Theory is. And finally, by comparison, I'm going to date myself here. The final episode of Golden Girls in 1992 got the same amount of viewers as Georgia and Oklahoma at 27 million viewers.
So how many will be watching tonight? I know they'll tally it up after the game, but what's the estimation?
It will be huge, and the reality is there is a little bit of SEC anger across the Big Ten and Big 12 because from Texas over, Ohio State's not going to be 100% interested
in
this game.
Ohio State doesn't care.
Yeah. And Michigan.
Nope.
And coach.
I like how you just leave out the ACC.
Yeah.
You just left us out of the conversation.
No, but
Owens.
I'm saying they're not interested. ACC is still going to be invested in this game. Clemson's still invested.
Yeah, Clemson's still invested.
Yeah. Because so coach.
Georgia Tech. What?
Coach at Clemson.
Oh, Dabo Sweeney.
There it is. And of course, the coach of Michigan.
Henry Ford.
Jim Harbaugh. They're not. I mean, why is anybody in Oregon going to watch this game? Why does UCLA? Why does USC? They may be interested because it's the final football game of the season, but they're not going to be as invested as here in the Deep South. So the ratings are going to be huge from Mississippi over, from Tennessee down. But I don't think this is going to be.
Gotcha.
This is not going to be
too much of a Southern battle.
It is, and there is, and the truth is, there's a little bit of Alabama fatigue. Some people are just tired of seeing Alabama because, I mean, you know, they've won
4 national titles,
16 national championships.
Right.
All right. What else is going to make us sound smart at the game tonight while we're watching?
All right. So everybody's talking about Kirby Smart, who is
the head coach of University of Georgia.
Let's talk about his wife, Mary Beth Smart, the first lady of Georgia football. She has made a name for herself in Athens, too. She is a star athlete. She was named Miss Georgia Basketball in high school. She remains Georgia's all-time leader in three-point percentage and minutes played. She met Kirby when he was an assistant coach for the Dogs back in 2005. They've been married for 10 years, and they have 3 kids, including twins.
Oh, that's good. That's good little nuggets to drop tonight.
See, I could do that one. I'll be like, you know they have twins.
You know they have twins.
And they'd be like, oh, wow, that's great. How many national championships has Alabama won? I'm like, I'm going to go find some. I'll get some blue cheese for you.
That's good stuff. Thank you, Mark.
Here we go. I'm heading down there right now. And again,
you want to give a little plug for your show today?
Oh, yeah. We'll be live. Sports Radio 929 The Game. We'll be live. I do the midday show 10 to 2 with Rick and John, live from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Stats. The radio station will be there broadcasting all the way up until kickoff. So we're excited. If you're going to be down there, come pop your head in and say hello. It's going to be chilly outside. So get warm, and we'll have a cold one.
All right.
Can't wait. Thanks. Good to see you guys. I'll see you on 5 years.
Good to see you, Mark.
Last but not least, you got to say it.
Let's go, Dogs!
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.